listening to the Armed American Radio Network, brought to you every week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. And now, your host, Mark Walters.
I said at the top of the first hour that it was cold in Atlanta today, and I meant it. Brr. But the shoulder holster things are really cool, which is great. And I didn't mention that how fun it is when you're wearing a shoulder holster, that now your belt's open, your ankle's open. Man, you can just stack them on up. That's a beautiful thing. You got to love that stuff, huh? Welcome back to Armed American Radio, hour number two. Hour number two, 877-956-9566. 877-956-9566. Mark at armedamericanradio.org. Mark at armedamericanradio.org and twitter.com/AARmark if you're into that kind of stuff. I'm a little bit in information overload here tonight. Too much technology, two little hands, one little brain. So we're going to kind of let Sean, our producer, is handling the Twitters tonight. They will be coming to me, and we appreciate it. I want to welcome again the listeners coming over to us from Buckeye Firearms Forum and my very close friend Jim Irvine up there in Cleveland. It's great to have you guys with us out there, guys, gals, all the members of Buckeye Firearms, wherever you may be across the country and wherever you're listening to us tonight. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. We're glad you're with us. Welcome to the house. That's fun to be able to say. Aberdeen, Washington, Little Rock, Arkansas, Valdosta, Georgia. You're now on the Armed American Radio Network. Welcome to the broadcast. It's great to be able to say that, too. And we've got new ones coming up, too. Cities are starting to line up. And we'll make those announcements when we can. I can tell you, Florida, we're flirting with you, baby. We're flirting with you. Hang in there. I promise you, we'll crack something down there real soon. That one's near and dear to my heart. George Hill, the Mad Ogre, joins me again in the second hour. George, I said George, joins. George Hill, the Mad Ogre, joins me again here in the second hour. And our special guest tonight in the second hour is going to be Mr. David Burnett. He is a Midwest Regional Director, and if I'm wrong with that, he'll correct me in a few minutes. I know he's listening. Midwest Regional Director and Media Liaison, Press Liaison for SCCC, and I'm really looking forward to this conversation, studentsforconcealedcarry.com. Let's first bring George in. George, Matt Ogre, welcome back to the broadcast.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here, and I'm glad to be here today. I just left the Crossroads of the West Gun Show in Salt Lake City. Left there a little bit early, hustled all the way back here, got caught in a whiteout up in the mountains on the way back here, and you know, good old-fashioned American V8 horsepower and 4x4s and you know, big knobby off-road tires got me through and got me here. I don't think if I was driving Toyota Prius, I think I would have been dead on the side.
Wait a minute. Let's get something straight, George. Are you kidding me? You're driving a gas-guzzling V8 and those big tires you're talking about?
Oh, heck yeah.
Do you know how much petroleum went into making that rubber?
Oh, I know.
You are contributing to global warming, my man.
Global warming on Mars, too, at the same rate as as Earth is. That's thank goodness, a good old American 5.7-liter V8 and my 45 on my hip, and life doesn't get any better.
I cannot believe that you are contributing to global warming. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. Listen, all kidding aside, I've been in that truck, brother. I can say I've been in the Ogre's truck. That's really cool. In fact, I appeared on one or two of your YouTube videos. That's pretty neat, too. And we're going to talk about that tonight. We're going to talk about that with David Burnett. He's got a number of things to discuss. There's an awful lot of headlines coming up, and I want to bring David into the conversation. David Burnett, welcome to Armed American Radio for the first time. And I've really been looking forward to this conversation with you, my friend. Welcome to Armed American Radio.
Hey, Mark. I've been looking forward to it, too, and thanks for welcoming me in tonight.
Yeah, it's great to have you on the program. And George.
Nice. Hi, George. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, listen, guys, before we get into the meat of the Students for Concealed Carry on Campus, which is going to be a really good conversation, David, especially in light of some of the incidents that are happening and some of the things going on around the country, there have been some headlines out there that just blow my mind that I want to run by you guys. Like this one's referring to Fort Hood, and it appeared on the Daily Sound, www.thedailysound.com. You can go out and check it out. I don't want to infringe on a copyright. I'll just say that Randy Alcorn wrote a great column titled "So Much for Gun Control," and what he talks about is everything that we talk about on this program all the time. But you know, it isn't gun control, isn't it, David? It's freedom control, isn't it?
It is. It's about these gun-free zones. It's about trying to tell us that we as students, even though we're trusted by the state, are not trusted on a college campus to defend ourselves. And I'll take a step back here and just correct you, a minor correction on the website. Our website is actually concealedcampus.org, and you can also locate us on Facebook. For, you know, these questions always have various facets of them, and it's always hard to explore every side of them before the hour's up. So anybody who wants to hop on there, email me, whatever, you know, one of our directors, state directors. We've got all the campuses up there, and, you know, we'll get into any questions we don't answer tonight.
Yeah, but you have a really good website, too, so thanks for that correction. Go ahead and give the listeners that one more time.
Yeah, it's concealedcampus.org, and they can also look us up on Facebook. We love keeping track of our supporters on there. It's Facebook. But you have to go into Facebook and search for the Students for Concealed Carry on Campus. And we're also at Twitter, which is twitter.com/concealedcampus.
Beautiful. That's good stuff. I forgot to mention, I want to jump this in here real fast, that Jim Irvine, the host of Buckeye Firearms Forum, will be on this broadcast in the next hour. Will be on the broadcast in the next hour, okay? And I did forget to mention that. And, Jim, I apologize if you're listening. David and George, with so much that's going on out there, GeorgiaCarry.org, David, are you familiar with them?
Vaguely.
Okay. Tremendous grassroots group based in the state of Georgia there. I rank them right up there with the Virginia Citizens Defense League and the amazing job that those guys are doing up there behind the leadership of Phil Van Cleve. He's been a guest on this broadcast many times. GeorgiaCarry.org puts out a really good update about every week. And, you know, Ed Stone, who is the president of that organization, is a busy man. And when he gets around to it, I really look forward to him. It's like getting Concealed Carry magazine or Guns and Ammo. I read it from cover to cover. I don't put it, you know, I read every word of it. And they're constantly reporting on crimes at the Georgia Tech campus. Okay. And, you know, you guys, you're a senior, right?
Myself, I'm actually graduated and I'm a pending law student.
Good. Good for you. Congratulations.
Thanks, sir.
Tell us about the support that you're getting out there politically from the students, everything. Tell us how much of a movement there actually is for your cause.
Well, there is a vast groundswell of movement for us. We're very grassroots. We're, you know, all of us, all the members on the board, all the campus leaders, we volunteer our time. But, you know, Mark, we got started shortly after April 16, 2007, when, as everybody on this radio station remembers, you know, a madman whose name would probably, he'd probably like me to mention his name, took some handguns, which we now know he was not legally allowed to own in the state of Virginia, much less allowed to carry them onto the college campus. He took those to the college campus, and he cut down 32 people before he ended his own life, and he wounded many others. It's the worst shooting that we've had on this soil. And, you know, these mass shootings that keep going down, that was the worst one so far. And then again, in February 14, 2008, Northern Illinois University, another gentleman who, he'd like me to mention his name, killed 6 people and wounded 18 before police got there and forced him to commit suicide. So in addition to all of these small crimes, now no crime is a small crime if you're facing it, but in addition to all these crimes that we do see on a college campus, there is the very real likelihood that you know, there's going to be somebody else that's going to be trying to copycat these attacks on college campuses. Now, schools have, for the most part, haven't enforced, but they've laid down these gun-free zones, what they think are gun-free zones, and they stem from generally from the personal ideology or the misunderstanding that by somehow decreeing that guns should not be carried on here, that the bad guys are going to follow those decrees. You know, these gun-free zones are on your honor, and I'm putting that in quotation marks. Okay, a little quotation marks in the air, on your honor.
I'm with you.
They haven't quite figured out that these mass murderers or these criminals don't have honor, you know. But so they can't enforce these gun-free zones. And by the way, one of the job that I have right now, I can't say a whole lot about it, but it's a government job where I enforce a gun-free zone. But here's how we enforce it: metal detectors, handheld metal wanders. We do bag searches, all that sort of thing. So those are very realistic, very tangible ways that we can actually enforce this thing. We're backed up by armed guards, you know, all that sort of stuff. Colleges do not have that. In most cases, they are nestled in and amongst the town. They're inseparable from it. And those little magical borders that, you know, end campus, begin campus, end campus, you know, you can't even see them. They're on the sidewalk. You know, it's the boundary that says you can't carry your gun here. And so there's no way that they can enforce a gun-free zone without erecting a 6 or 7 foot high wall, chain link fence, metal detectors, checkpoints, random bag searches, everything like that. And I don't know too many parents that want to send their kids to schools like that. So they can't enforce these gun-free zones. They can't protect us because we've seen when these people come onto these college campuses, even at NIU, the police response time was 90 seconds.
90 seconds. 90 seconds, David.
Phenomenal response. Sorry.
You're fine. Hang on 1 second. Coming up on a break, and when I get back, I want to read some of your own website information here, common arguments against your cause. We'll be right back on the Armed American Radio Network.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you are faced with the decision to pay your mortgage or your credit cards or buy groceries, then this message is for you. The real solution to solving your problem with credit card debt is to reduce the amount you owe to creditors. The less you owe, the more money you will have for more important things in life. Strategic Resources wants to give you information about all your options for free. In a simple 5-minute phone call, you can find out which programs work best for your life now. 800-981-9371. 800-981-9371.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Is your life a whirr? Do you find yourself coming and going at a pace that would leave a coffee-drinking Jack Russell Terrier in the dust? Would you like to just slow down and get out of the rat race? Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby with the 3-Step Plan Home Business System. Slow down and have a less stressful, happier life by building a home business. Go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-895-6545. 800-895-6545.
Are you a firearms owner? If you live in an urban area that is susceptible to natural or man-made disasters, then you need to visit 9survive.com. Learn vital survival skills, such as how to avoid making your prepared family a target for looters, and how to fix the top 10 mistakes people make with 72-hour kits. Learn these skills and more. Sign up for a free 9-day mini course at 9survive.com. That's the number 9, survive, then .com.
you are back. And believe me, I'm glad you're back. Welcome back to Armed American Radio. The first hour, I gave out our Bonehead of the Week Award, which is something we're going to do. I know George was really wanting to do that, but I couldn't contain myself. I just couldn't contain myself. The Bonehead of the Week Award, we actually had three of them this week. There were too many boneheads. There were more than three, but I picked the three that I thought were best. And I thought, if I'm going to give out the Bonehead of the Week Award, maybe I ought to tell you what a bonehead is. According to Merriam-Webster's dictionary, pronunciation, bone, head, function, noun, a stupid person, numbskull. So I went and pulled up numbskull on Merriam-Webster's dictionary. Listen to this. Follow the trail here. Work with me. Numbskull, variant, numbskull. Noun, numb plus skull, a thick or muddled head, a dull or stupid person. Dunce. So I went and looked up dunce, because we want to just follow this train. Dunce, noun, a slow-witted or stupid person. You get the idea. When we give out the Bonehead of the Week Award, there are idiots amongst us, and we're going to identify them week after week after week when they attack our rights, because they are not welcome on this program. We don't want them on this program. This program belongs to law-abiding citizens who have made a decision to carry a weapon, a handgun in particular, for self-defense. And that we're not going to let them get our airtime. It's that simple, and you have my word on that. If you think I'm wrong, feel free to email me, and we can go from there. But my position has been that if you want to listen to the debate, of which the Second Amendment is not open for on this program, go to any newspaper in whatever hometown you're in. Go to any ABC broadcast with Diane Sawyer at Appease the Brady Campaign or CBS or NBC or any cable program and listen to the debate. There's no debate here. We're right. They're wrong. So there. Welcome back, George, David.
You know, Mark, I was thinking about that, the last statement that David made, that the police response time to that shooting on the campus was 93 seconds, and that is fantastic. And the police deserve a huge kudos. But I was thinking about that and thinking, you know, at the last IDPA competition I was at, the timer showed my first shot was, and I'm not that fast. I'm not nearly as fast as a lot of guys I shoot against. But my time was under 1.5 seconds. And I kind of think 1.5 seconds trumps a minute and a half.
Yeah, I tested at 1.8. David, have you ever done that?
No, George, I don't think I've done the time, but I'm not sure I can be as good as 1.5, but I'll guarantee I'll get it out there before 5 to 10.
Well, I'll tell you what, you can be as good as that. It just takes a little bit of practice. Hey, David, here's something that I want to run by you. Gunman randomly shoots passenger at Oregon intersection. This just broke on Fox News today. It was an Associated Press deal. And lo and behold, he was stopped by another gun. You know? I seem to follow that. Doesn't that happen all the time?
It does, and you know, stepping slightly outside of the concealed carry on campus realm for a minute, there's a website that I work with along with author Clayton Kramer. It's called thearmedcitizen.com. We just relaunched it, and we're working on a more complex version of the website. But it's kind of a great response. I don't know if you saw the Violence Policy Center. I believe you were mentioning that here in the first.
Oh, believe me, I get every bit of dribble from them because you have to, and I have to recommend that the listener that you watch this stuff too. Go
remind
there.
Me now, the count that they have is 88 deaths by armed citizens, by licensed armed citizens in the past 2 years.
Yeah.
I'm looking at somewhere around 700 to 800, maybe even 1,000 stories of crime that have been prevented by armed citizens in the exact same two-year time period on thearmedcitizen.com. We've got all our archives on there.
Well, you know what? You and I talked about this a couple days back when we were preparing for the broadcast, and let's repeat some of that conversation. I would have loved to have had a microphone in front of us at that time. It was great stuff. That clock, I mentioned it during the first hour, that clock hasn't moved. George, have you seen that garbage?
I looked it up, and it's incredible that they're trying to set the stage to point their fingers and say, ooh, we told you. Unfortunately, what happens is every time you've got a shooting, a guy goes nuts, he goes postal, and it's stopped by somebody that has a gun. It's not stopped by somebody saying, please stop. It's stopped by somebody who has a gun and stands up and does the right thing.
You know what my beautiful 7-year-old daughter says? What's Duh. That? It doesn't get any more pointed
you know,
than that.
You know, and this stuff is common sense to a lot of us. I mean, if you can't depend on somebody else for your protection, for example, some of these gun-free zones, quote-unquote, which we might be able to tolerate, places like courtrooms or police stations, if you can't rely on somebody else for that protection, then the federal government or the state government should not deprive you of the ability to protect yourself. It's just that simple.
Well, David,
on campus or in church or in the library, you have to have that protection or be guaranteed protection by somebody else.
And the Supreme Court has said that, has ruled that they are not, law enforcement is not obligated to provide you with your personal protection.
Well, you mentioned a courthouse downtown
right,
Atlanta
yeah.
3 years ago. We had a judge killed on the bench, a deputy killed, another one shot, and a federal marshal killed by someone who was handcuffed on his way to a courtroom. So, you know, arguments. Hey, listen to this. Freedom States Alliance, man, we started talking about it. I had to go there. I encourage everybody to go out and take a look at this. FreedomStatesAlliance.com. In the news, listen to the headline, George. I don't know if you've seen this or David. With the wave of his pen, President Obama could ban the foreign-made armor-piercing handgun used at Fort Hood Massacre. Freedom States Alliance, week of November 20th, 2009. President Obama has authority to ban cop-killer handgun used at Fort Hood shooting massacre.
Now, I know that if President Obama had signed that 1 month earlier, then Major Hassan, as he was loading his weapons, would have smacked his forehead and said, oh, crap, now what am I going to do?
Ah, you know, that's exactly right. What a great point. Amen, brother. You know what? I know that there wouldn't have been a shooting.
Yeah, well, and I use the analogy that there's a story about the farmer whose pumpkins were getting stolen. So he puts the sign out that says, one of these pumpkins is poisoned. The next day he finds written on the sign, now two of them are. You know, mm-hmm. if you have, for these people that are considering going on these mass shooting sprees, all you got to tell them is that one of these people has the ability to shoot back, has the ability to take you down, and your flame of glory is gone, buddy.
And I really appreciate the way you didn't mention that scumbag's name in Virginia Tech. Listen, I hold that place pretty dear to me. I spent a lot of time, had a lot of fun at Virginia Tech. I graduated college 9 or 10 miles from Virginia Tech. I don't know, whatever it was. Radford University, right down the road from Blacksburg. In fact, my school used to be the all-girls teaching division of Virginia Tech years and years ago. And, you know, got a lot of family in Virginia. And, you know, it's just mind-boggling to me, David, and I know it is for you too. But you mentioned that clock. I mentioned that as well in the first hour. Take a listen to this. Law enforcement officers killed, 8. Private citizens killed by concealed handgun permit holders, 77. Total people killed by handgun permit holders, 85. Number of mass shootings, 8. Number of murder-suicides, 10. The clock hasn't moved since they put it up. The clock hasn't moved. It's statistically insignificant. This is garbage. It's grandstanding. It's propaganda by a bunch of boneheads and wacko liberals who have nothing better to do but strip you of your freedoms. You better be sleeping with one eye open, because remember, with the stroke of his pen, Obama could have banned that gun. Stick around and we'll be right back and get to some of the questions I wanted from David. See you in a second.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
The credit card companies have received government bailouts, and you're still struggling to make ends meet. If you are behind on your credit card payments, call for powerful, free information and consultation from Financial Freedom of America. The facts are, Financial Freedom of America can show you how to cut your credit card debt in half, and the credit card companies are willing to negotiate for less than what you owe. So now is the time to act. If you need a partner to work on your behalf, call now to get maximum savings off your debts. Financial Freedom of America settled over $27 million in credit card debt last year alone. They can do the same for you. It all starts with a free 10-minute personal and confidential consultation. There is no cost or obligation to find out about this life-changing program. Individual results may vary, not available in all states. So call 800-804-0191. 800-804-0191. If you need a personal bailout, call 800-804-0191. 800-804-0191.
Hi, my name is Shirley Van Heest. I'm from Michigan, and I've been using Andy Willoughby's three-step plan for about 9 months. When I was introduced to the three-step plan, I saw the value of it, and I saw the potential in it. It offers an opportunity to provide some security that you can be in charge of. So many things are out of our control in today's economy, and if we can set ourselves up in business, and we can secure our own future, then I guess we don't have to worry too much. We will get through whatever difficulties may lie ahead. I have never seen anything that has worked so wonderfully. I have seen the potential in it, and now it's becoming realization. And I have really seen great results. I'm feeling very positive about the future and very positive about the growth of my own particular business.
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. For more information, go to 3stepplan.com or call 888-366-5258. 888-366-5258.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
My gosh, what a great first hour and a great program. That comes in from Jim Dykeman down in beautiful Ponte Vedra Beach. If you've never been down there, just a tad bit south of Jacksonville on A1A. Been there, surfed it, eaten at Joe's Crab Shack down there a couple times. Jim, thank you very much. We do appreciate those comments very much. You're back on the network with David Burnett and Mr. George Hill, the Mad Ogre himself. And David... Oh, real quick, 877-956-9566, mark@armedamericanradio.org, and twitter.com/AARmark. David, I'm going to throw some stuff at you here, and I want to get your responses to this, okay?
All right, lay it on me.
Very important. I love that. What a great attitude. George, isn't that great?
It's fantastic.
Man, I'm telling you, it really is. You got to love it.
Good member of the Armed American Radio team.
You better believe it. And, David, this is not your first appearance. You might not know that yet, but you will be back.
Yeah, it's kind of like the mob. Once you're in, you're in.
What did Robert De Niro call it? You're in the circle of trust?
Yeah, you're in the circle of trust, yeah.
Just don't paint my dog's tail brown if I lose Pumpkin. That's my dog's name. We won't even go there. All right, David.
Don't milk it either.
This is really, really good on concealedcampus.com, and I know you get hit with this a lot. I know you do. You have to. Argument: guns on campus would lead to an escalation in violent crime. Answer away.
Yeah, well, one of the things they try and tell us, the critics, and that being the Brady campaign or some of these administrators who again, personal ideology generally tends to win the day with them. But they try and tell us that if, in the example of a mass shooting, there would be crossfire if somebody were to draw down on them, we would create a greater count of victims because we would be trying to engage the shooter. And so they want us to keep the current policy, which is duck and cover and hope you call 911 before your heart stops beating. Our contention is that if you have a mass shooter, for example, NIU and Virginia Tech as the campus, the hallmark campus shooting scenarios, you know, what are you going to do? You know, you've got to, you're going to try and call the police and everything, but if you're going to draw down on that person and take them out, you know, these shootings have gone down at the full discretion of psychopaths. How could it possibly be worse? You know, they're telling us we can't react because these people are shooting. How could it possibly be worse than if at the hands of these psychopaths?
Well, you know, I'm on your team, bro.
I know, and I'm preaching to the choir on this one. Although I know, and you've got a great audience, but I'm sure even some of them are sitting back and thinking, man, you know, campuses, these students, they're young, they're irresponsible, they drink. Why should we introduce guns on campus?
And you're reading my mind, because the next argument I wanted to give you is, you know, colleges are volatile environments. There's lots of drugs and there's lots of drinking. Do we really want to add guns to that mix?
Well,
as if every student does drugs and is a drunk.
Right. Well, and, you know, it's a funny thing that during the sports games and everything like that, you'll see these commercials put on by the colleges saying, we're the best and the brightest, come join us. And then we say, all right, well, let's let some of these best and brightest carry guns. Holy cow, are you kidding? They're drunks. You know, They can't really have it both ways. But the only people, let me back up and make sure I affirm this very, very firmly for everybody. The only people we want carrying concealed weapons on college campuses are the ones who have already jumped through the hoops and gone through the requirements and met the criteria set out by the state governments, whichever state you live in. In Kentucky, you don't have to submit the fingerprints, but you have to be 21, have to go through the background check. You can't have a felony in your background, all that good stuff. No abuse, no emergency protective orders out against you. A full slate of things to go through to make sure that you're a law-abiding citizen. You have to go through the class. It's 8 hours long. You have to prove that you can hit a target. You know, all of those are great criteria that have been set up to make sure that whoever's carrying a gun concealed is a law-abiding citizen and is responsible. And you're trying to tell us that I, for example, with my concealed handgun permit, and I carry pretty much everywhere else in the state that the law allows, will suddenly become irresponsible the moment I cross on the campus.
Well, sure. Of course.
And it doesn't matter if you add alcohol to that mix or not. If you're a student and you want to go off campus and drink, you can do that. And by the way, the state law doesn't allow you to carry a concealed weapon in bars. And most state laws do have alcohol-related policies where if you're caught drunk and carrying a gun, you'll have the license taken away, just like a driver's license.
Well, you know,
the argument really doesn't hold water.
No, it doesn't. None of the arguments hold water because they're all based on what?
On logic. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Our arguments are based on logic. Theirs are based on fear.
Fear and what? Emotion. Total.
Emotional responses to stereotypical misconceptions. And, yeah, I can just imagine me crossing onto Utah State campus and all of a sudden, you know, ripping off my shirt and, you know, with my chest painted red with a big U on it and start, you know, caterwauling and yelling and screaming like a football fan. You guys don't do that when you step on a campus?
No. I didn't even used to, George.
I'll admit, I did that once at BYU. But it was wintertime. It was very cold. I did it for like 3 minutes, and then I'm like, this is stupid. I like football, but not that much to do the painted chest thing.
David, I want to ask you this. This isn't a question from the website, but talk to me about parents for just a second, okay? You've got to get some type of reaction from parents. You guys have gotten a lot of publicity over the last couple years, and parents do not just your parents, but other students' parents, how are they reacting to what you advocate on campus?
You know, they're concerned about the well-being of their kids, first and foremost, obviously. You know, that's why they pick schools that, you know, they vet the schools, and a lot of cases they're paying for the schools. They want what's best for their kids. So, obviously, there is a little bit of concern that, you know, we are introducing a greater aspect of risk to the campus. So, again, we have to step back from some of the fear and the emotion and kind of go through the process of, are we really adding risk if the same people that carry everywhere else in the state and are often able to defend themselves capably enter that college campus and are able to protect not only themselves but people around them? In Virginia Tech, if one of the people who, there were a couple of people who were licensed to carry a concealed handgun that were among the dead, if they had been able to shoot back, you know, any body count is too high, but if it had just been 11 or 12, I can guarantee you that a lot of parents would have been very grateful and very happy to shake the hand of that armed citizen who intervened and you know, saved the day.
Well, you have to ask this question. This question must be asked over and over and over again, just like we asked about Fort Hood, not just in the first hour of today's broadcast, but last week and the week before. And that is, don't you think that those people wanted an opportunity, if we could talk to them now, to defend themselves? Don't, I mean, my God, it's human nature. It's common sense. And my 7-year-old daughter, a 9-year-old, knows the answer to these things. And the 9-year-old thing, next week coming up, I had an opportunity to sit down here in the studio with Mike Gallagher, a conservative talk radio host and Fox News contributor, and it was just an amazing 9 minutes. The guy was so good. And wait till you hear what he has to say, about an armed citizenry and about Armed American Radio. It's very, very, very good, very good stuff. But let's go back to a couple more of these, because some of these are really good. Isn't this going to lead to an increased number of suicides by college students who we all know are wacky anyway?
Well, again, if we're looking at ways of impacting human behavior, suicide is already against the law. It's kind of a useless law, but it is.
So is drunk driving, too, by the way.
Very true, very true. Are the people who are bent on suicide holding back? Are they just waiting for the colleges to open up and let concealed carry exist on a campus, let self-defense exist on a college campus? Are they really just holding back and waiting for that? And gosh, just as soon as they do that, I'm going to get me a gun and I'm going to take myself out and maybe a few other people with me. I really find it hard to believe that we've got a lot of pending suicide victims just waiting for the college to say it's okay to carry for self-defense.
What a great answer and perfect timing.
You know, and I sell a lot of guns to fathers who have daughters going to college.
You better believe it, George. That tune means hang tight. We'll be right back and pick up where George left off. Stick around. You're on the Armed American Radio Network. We'll be right back with George Hill, the Mad Ogre, and David Burnett from Concealed Carry on Campus. See you in just a second.
Going into battle, you would want all the ammunition for your gun you could get. But presently, ammunition and reloading supplies are in shortage. Now think about this. If you have no food, all the guns and ammunition will be useless against the population-controlled breadlines. In the present battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your most important and only true ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it, now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Will you buy it without proper identification? Will it make your children sick? Quarantine? Will you feed yourself or go to the gathering center for immunization? All of these problems disappear if you have a good supply of storable food. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. Storable food puts you in control. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Hi, my name is Shirley Van Heest. I'm from Michigan, and I've been using Andy Willoughby's three-step plan for about 9 months. When I was introduced to the three-step plan, I saw the value of it, and I saw the potential in it. It offers an opportunity to provide some security that you can be in charge of. So many things are out of our control in today's economy, and if we can set ourselves up in business and we can secure our own future, then I guess we don't have to worry too much. We will get through whatever difficulties may lie ahead. I have never seen anything that has worked so wonderfully. I have seen the potential in it, and now it's becoming realization. And I have really seen great results. I'm feeling very positive about the future and very positive about the growth of my own particular business.
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. For more information, go to 3stepplan.com or call 888-366-5258. 888-366-5258.
And I keep telling my producer that, you know, we keep counting the clock down, and it's always right when we count it down, but then the music comes in 7 seconds earlier than it's supposed to. So I can't figure that stuff out, Sean. I'm losing my marbles. Welcome back to Armed American Radio. I'm your host, Mark Walters. Appreciate you being with us. New listeners across the country, your home. You found your home. We are on live with George Hill, the Mad Ogre out in Utah, and Dave Burnett. David Burnett, you are in Kentucky, Dave? David, are you with us?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now. You're in Kentucky?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, great. So we're covering a little nice little triangle right now and talking to the listener across the nation. And a good conversation it is. Some of the arguments, you know, we were talking back and forth that you hear, and I guess what you get is the same old that you hear, the wacky, loony, feel-good liberals, you know, just regurgitate constantly from the general population. Isn't it the same thing rather than just college students?
That's true. I mean, a lot of our arguments are intentional misconstructions. I mean, the Brady campaign has been out there just bald-faced lying about some of the bills that we've managed to get introduced and what the consequences are going to be. And then there are people who are just ignorant. They do kind of have a stigma about firearms, about self-defense. They haven't faced a violent confrontation before. They don't know what it's like. And if, heaven forbid, they ever are put in that situation, they are going to be saying, man, if I only had a gun, if I only had some way of responding instead of hiding and cringing in fear. Because, you know, most people don't expect it to happen to them. Nobody thought it was going to happen to a quiet college in Blacksburg, Virginia, or at NIU. And I guarantee you, nobody thinks it's going to happen the next place it's going to happen, because we know it's inevitable. Nobody thought it would happen on a military base.
No, it's amazing. Paul Helmke, I want to talk about what you and I talked about a few days back before the broadcast today. And Paul Helmke made the comment on his press release concerning Fort Hood that said, we've seen enough of these shootings in churches, synagogues, schools, and on and on and on. And every single place he named was a gun-free zone. George, chime in here.
Well, I tell you, I spent the weekend with Crusader Weaponry at the Crossroads of the West Gun Show. There were guns all place, and you know, I felt more safe there than I did anywhere else in the whole Salt Lake Valley. Nobody went on a rampage, and it's kind of funny that the phrase "going postal," post office, they're gun-free zones, yet you don't hear anybody saying, "Oh, he went total gun show."
What a great George! This is why you're on the broadcast, man. I love it.
Unless you're talking about opening up the wallet and pulling out the Visa as fast as you can, I got my split time down to like 0.8 seconds on that one. But oh man, I had to buy a new shotgun, and I had to check out some of the new stuff going on at some of our associate tables and Crusader Weaponry. We had a good time selling Slipstream, promoting training. And before the break, I was talking about fathers coming in. Hey, I've got my young, beautiful daughter here going off to college in another state, far away, many miles, many hours drive away. What should I get her? Well, A, training. B, something that she will have with her. A lot of dads want to get their daughter something really good to protect themselves with, and a pistol's great, but training is a key aspect of that.
Nothing says you love your child better or more than a new handgun. Ooh, there's people out there freaking out right now, all the anti-gunners in Atlanta that are driving through town that don't like what I just said. Yeah, it's a fact. Truly is a fact. Don't be afraid of them. Go out and learn how to use one. Get yourself some training. Like about 99% of all concealed, I would even say 100% of concealed carry permit holders do anyway. I want to take you guys to this. I just got an email here from J.A. Jeremy. Yeah, it's tough to read. It's from Jeremy in Paducah, Kentucky, Dave, right up in your neck of the woods. And it says, "Dear Mark, for the listener who was uncomfortable carrying his 1911 cocked and locked," of course, he's referring to the first hour, "there is a good solution that he can use for a 1911 he already owns. Cylinder and Slide makes it safety fast shooting SFS system that is ideal for that problem. With the system installed, all you have to do is use your thumb and press forward on the hammer spur forward, press forward on the hammer spur until it rests against the slide. The ambidextrous safety will rise automatically into the safe position. When ready to fire, simply disengage the safety and the hammer will snap smartly to full cock. Problem solved. Great show, by the way. Love hearing Masad Ayoub, and I'm completely supportive of concealed carry on campus. For those who argue against it, tell them to look at Utah, George. Good point. It is fully legal to carry on campus there, and they have had no problems with it. They have also never had a mass shooting on campus that I'm aware of." That's from Jeremy Armour, Paducah, Kentucky. I hope I pronounced your last name right, Jeremy. Thanks for the email.
Oh, yeah.
Comments.
Jeremy hit a home run with that one. Absolutely. Cylinder and Slide, for those that don't know, is one of the best gunsmithing outfits out there. And I've seen that SFS system. I've seen that in function, and I've tried it out. Brilliant solution. Thank you, Jeremy, for pointing that out. I totally forgot about that because I haven't seen that in like 8 years.
I'm not familiar with it, so that was news to me.
Yeah, great.
Don't look at me because I carry a Glock. It's all internal hammer.
Hey, man, you know what? That Glock, which model?
That's the 22.
22 is a great gun. I'm carrying a 23. I'm carrying two, actually. I probably shouldn't say that, right? I've got a 23, and I've got a Smith & Wesson 9mm M&P full size.
You're carrying at least two, Mark.
Well, you know, hey, I said at the top of this hour and the other one, it was brr cold, you know, in Atlanta today. It was just one of those bone chill days, you know, 46 degrees, a cold rain coming down. And, you know, it would have been a nice day for a fire, but all my wood was soaking wet and I didn't want to deal with it. But, man, it makes it great for the new winter attire, you know, with the Miami Classics on there, George. It's great. I know you deal with the weather out there.
And
it's fun to be able to transition into those new carry, you know, new carry methods.
Yeah, cold weather means you can carry bigger guns.
Oh, it's beautiful. You can carry more of them. It's a lot of fun. And I like to do it to test out new stuff, not necessarily just to see how many guns I can get on me. That's not the reason I do it. Right now I'm carrying two simply because I can. But, hey, Jeremy, thanks for the letter. We appreciate that very much.
Yeah, Mark, and if I could just follow up on Jeremy's point, because he does raise an excellent point that
Please.
Schools in Utah, as well as Colorado State and a school in Virginia, a community college in Virginia, have allowed concealed carry. That's 11 schools at least that have allowed concealed carry on college campuses for a couple of 3 years now. And not only have we not seen mass shootings on those campuses, we haven't seen any suicides that have increased. We haven't seen drunken rampages or any protests of any grades. And thanks in part to some of the work that we've done with Students for Concealed Carry on campus and with all of our friends and allies in the gun and pro-gun community. We've gotten some policies changed in South Carolina and Arizona that at least allow you to keep a gun in your car. For those commuting students, which is what I did for a good part of my academic career, I commuted to campus. I lived off campus. But if you have this gun-free zone that's so comprehensive that you can't even park on campus and leave a gun in your car, not only are they controlling your behavior on campus, they are effectively controlling your ability to protect yourself to and from the college. And thankfully, in places like South Carolina, Arizona, we've got that rescinded so that you can at least keep the guns in the cars. And again, no reaction, no surge in crime, anything of that nature. We've had a school in Michigan that complied with the law to allow concealed carry in the open areas of campus. So again, we have to look at you know, the places where it's actually been observed, and it works.
Well, you know, it really interesting that you said that, because I got an email in here from Chuck Fricke who said that another way to explain what you said just a minute ago, gun control is not about guns, it's about control. And you happened to say that right when I was reading. That was kind of strange. And I want to make this point that we all know, and I know you know, and let's be realistic here, that there are students who are carrying illegally. They're carrying, their gun is in their car, it's in their parking lot, okay? And you know, listen, don't break the law. Work to get the law changed.
That's absolutely what we're about. And, you know, we don't advocate anybody breaking the law. But, you know, to be honest, I can kind of understand the colleges have put us in this quandary. Should we carry, and in the off chance that, you know, we need that for self-defense, it's there? Or should we be completely vulnerable and defense-free? Because, you know what, no matter how many finals you have, it'll all come down to that moment, whether or not that criminal decides to shoot you.
You know, it's interesting, well, David.
I can appreciate that quandary.
I can appreciate that, too. And we have to tell people, don't break the law. Don't willfully break the law. Work to get the laws changed, regardless of where you are and regardless of what the law is. We've got about 30 seconds before we end the second hour, and I can joyfully tell you that it's not going to be our last hour tonight. We are on for 3 hours tonight. If your station is not carrying the third hour, head over to armedamericanradio.org and click where to listen, or you can see it right there on the homepage on the site, and find out where you can pick up the third hour. It's going to be a lot of fun. Those of you that are in Atlanta will be picking up the third hour live. So kudos and yeehaw. David, thank you so much for joining us on Armed American Radio tonight. We appreciate it. You will come back, I hope, correct?
Oh, absolutely. It's been a pleasure. Thanks, Mark.
An hour is never long enough, and when we sit down and get rocking and rolling, it never works. George, and I know you're sticking around for the third hour, right?
Absolutely.
Beautiful. We're going to be back with Mr. Jim Irvine. Jim Irvine, who just closed out Buckeye Firearms Forum. So stick around, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back. Check out the website. We'll see you in just a few minutes on hour number 3 of Armed American Radio.